Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. This hour, the United Auto Workers are expected to announce whether they will expand their selective strike against the three U.S. automakers. The UAW has demanded significant progress in contract talks with Ford, GM, and Stellantis. From member station WFPL, Jacob Munoz reports union workers in Louisville, Kentucky are waiting to see if they'll join others on the picket line today.
So far, workers at three plants are on strike. UAW Local 862 in Louisville represents more than 12,000 Ford employees at two assembly plants. One of those workers is LaTanya Covington, who attended a Thursday union rally in the city.
We're showing support across the board, not just for the UAW, for the working class. We want the working class to finally get what they deserve.
One Louisville location could be a tempting target for the union to strike at. This past spring, Ford CEO Jim Farley described the city's Kentucky truck plant as the company's most profitable plant globally. For NPR News, I'm Jacob Munoz in Louisville.
Members of the House of Representatives have gone home for the weekend, even though they've tried and failed to pass key spending legislation. House Republicans cannot agree among themselves on a spending bill. That disagreement means the federal government is getting very close to a partial shutdown on October 1st. Senators like North Dakota Republican Kevin Cramer are urging their House colleagues to hammer out a compromise.
I think it's really important that they get something that they can send over to us, regardless of what it might look like.
Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons had this suggestion.
We may need to send them a proposal because they're not able to get anything together.
House Republicans are divided over whether to provide aid for public disasters and over aid for Ukraine. Federal prosecutors in New York say they plan to announce an indictment against New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Menendez on bribery charges. The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York announced on social media Menendez's wife, Nadine, will also be charged. Stocks opened mixed this morning as Microsoft neared a green light for its modified acquisition of a video game maker. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 50 points in early trading.
Shares of game maker Activision Blizzard rose on news that UK regulators are likely to approve Microsoft's purchase of the company. Authorities had earlier raised concerns that the deal would stifle competition in cloud-based gaming. Regulators now say those worries were substantially addressed by the company's agreement to sell cloud-based rights to a rival. European regulators have slapped Intel with another fine for alleged anti-competitive activity in the computer chip market. The $400 million penalty comes after a larger fine issued more than a decade ago was thrown out by a court. And Amazon plans to start showing commercials on its Prime Video streaming service next year. Customers can skip the ads by paying an extra $2.99 a month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. The National Hurricane Center says a potential tropical storm is about 250 miles off the coast of the Carolinas. Top sustained winds are at 50 miles per hour. The storm could make landfall later today. Forecasters have issued tropical storm warnings from North Carolina to southern Delaware. The school building in Parkland, Florida, where a former student killed 17 people in 2018, will be demolished next summer. From member station WLRN, Gerard Albert reports, local school officials made the announcement yesterday.
The long-awaited demolition of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School building will happen immediately after the current school year ends. The building has remained largely untouched for more than 5.5 years, so it could be used as evidence during the shooter's trial. The interior was left as it was in the aftermath of the shooting, with jurors touring its hallways during the sentencing phase. And last month, members of Congress did the same. In between, loved ones were finally allowed to enter and retrieve belongings of those killed. The Broward County School Board has not yet signaled what will become of the property. For NPR News, I'm Gerard Albert III in Fort Lauderdale.
There's an active volcano near the capital of the Philippines, Manila. It's continuing to belch volcanic gases. Authorities say it's creating so much volcanic smog, they're telling schools in the capital and in neighboring towns to close. There are reports that students have gotten sick. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.